Hi, my name is Zakiran, and welcome to my video podcast, Joy Equals God Consciousness, the Master Key of Enlightenment, bum, 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 where I reveal the most simple and easy key to achieve a state of God consciousness, a state of connection to God, Source, the universe, all that is, whatever you want to call Great Spirit. And that is, drum roll please, to just be happy, to just be in joy, to focus on things that make you happy, to think about them and talk about them and focus on them. Very simple, very easy, easy peasy, lemon squeezy. So you can now throw out all of those ideas you have about having to do decades of study and research and initiations and prayer and meditation, etc., freaking, etc. Just let it all go and start having fun. That's it. Because gods and goddesses just want to have fun. That's all they really want. That's who you are and what we are, and that's what everybody is. And we all just want to have fun. So enjoy my video podcast. Hi, my name is Zakiran, and I help success-minded people create a happy, abundant lifestyle, the one that you all love, in my videos, podcasts, articles, and books at Zakiran.com. I reveal the master keys of success, business, money, leadership, relationship, and the law of attraction so that you can create and attract the happiness, health, wealth, abundance, and freedom that you desire. All right, here we go. Joy equals God consciousness, the master key of enlightenment. The absolute number one master key of enlightenment. The number one key to instantly connect you to God, Source, the universe, Allah, Buddha, the flying spaghetti monster, or whatever word you like to use to represent divinity, enlightenment, etc., is joy. That's right, not belief, not faith, not laws, not any of that crap. It's just joy and fun. That's right, God is a funster. God is a jokester. If you haven't figured out that yet, just look at life. God loves a party, and God loves to have fun. You won't find God, Source, etc., in shame and guilt or thoughts of sin or unworthy or not good enough or I'm faulty or I'm bad, because God isn't there. God does not look in that direction. God does not see fault. If you're having similarly limited thoughts, it will feel like God has forsaken you, and you are right, because God doesn't go there, girlfriend. God does not focus on what doesn't work and what's not good, etc., etc. God sources joy and excitement and fun and love and inspiration and adventure and creation and unlimited thoughts. Like, I can do anything. Anything is possible. I am amazing. That's where you're going to find God's source. But God's source is nowhere to be found if you are playing the game of sin or judgment, or not good enough, or I'm unworthy, or I feel powerless, or I feel helpless, or believing that other people are helpless and powerless, or victims. And when you're playing that limited kind of game, it is guaranteed that you will feel disconnected from God's source. You will feel bad, it will feel sucky. Because God's source is only ever focused upon unlimited possibilities and goodness and love and joy and fun and excitement and creation and expansiveness and growth, etc. So if you play that game instead, if you play the unlimited game, if you play the game of joy and fun and honor and respect and appreciation and allowance and excitement and creation and inspiration, then God's source is right there with you, baby, celebrating every joyful exciting, adventurous minute, and you will feel the presence of God, Source, all.